And we thank you for joining us for the Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report, as we're joined now by girls head wrestling coach Marissa Campbell. Well, it's good to see you. I talked to Coach Schaefer earlier this week, and we were both just talking about where the season went. I mean, here we are, the end of January. You guys are going to be getting ready for conference this weekend. We'll talk about that coming up. And then next week, it's districts for girls. My goodness.
Yeah, it has just flown by. You know, I remember it being December thinking January is going to be a crazy busy month for me. Mm-hmm. And then now we're sitting at the end of it, and I'm not really sure how we got here.
Yeah, for sure. Before we go to high school, we referenced this last week in the report, but you're coaching junior high as
yes.
well, and those girls had a good week.
Yes, they did.
You.
On Saturday, when the high school went to their tournament, we kind of had to do a little divide and conquer.
Uh-huh.
So Trina Shaw took the girls up to Ogallala, and we had Gabby Ledesma, she's a seventh grader, in fourth place. Hayden Fox, also a seventh grader, in first place. And then for eighth graders, we had Aaliyah Hernandez get second, Shelby Henderson get first, and then Peyton Raker also got first. So that was really exciting. That was Saturday. And then yesterday, we went up to Ord, and again, the girls did really, really well. Gabby Ledesma, fourth place. Hayden Fox, first. Shelby Henderson, Aaliyah Hernandez, and Peyton Raker, they all got first.
Oh, so, that's great.
Yes, it was very long night last night,
I'm
but
sure.
it was busy, it was fun, and they did really well.
Yeah, well, that's great. The future is bright, it looks like, for girls wrestling.
I'm very excited for next year. I think that we will have a highly competitive team.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's talk about the high school team this year. It was kind of all about duels for you this past week. You guys had the duel against Ord at home. Now, I know for the boys it was senior night. Was it senior night for you guys? Did you honor
yes.
your senior?
Yep, just our one senior, Alexis, was able to get recognized with her parents, so that was nice.
Yeah, that is great. Yeah. She was, I know, there as part of the inaugural group, and now here again this year. So that's great to see her recognized.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about some of the dual competition. We mentioned Ord. Then you had a dual tournament that you went to in Dunning. Sandhills Thetford was the host. And Broken Bow went 4-0.
Yes.
That's just pretty dang good.
Yes, it was nice, especially after the day prior, we had been at the UNK duels.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah,
no,
you competed at the Eunice Hospitality,
yes.
and you guys got invited to that, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
And
competition there was tough.
Yeah, it was all Class A, you know, so they had full teams and multiple girls deep at every weight, which it was a very good learning experience.
Yeah.
And we went into the situation knowing that there was no way with the numbers on our team that we would be winning the duel. But we talked to the girls about not necessarily focusing on that, but focusing on what we can control, focusing on the matches at hand that we have, and turning it into a learning experience more than anything. It was definitely a different beast to be wrestling Class A teams. There were some very, very good teams there and a lot of competition, and it's wrestling Class A is a little different than Class B, you know. There's different moves that are more common in Class A, and you know, the defense, we have no problem with trips in Class B, but in Class A they just step over them left and right. So that was a new experience for us, just a learning curve, I guess, but it worked out well for us, I think. To get those matches and have that learning curve.
Yeah. So do you feel that you achieve, from what you were talking about, from that aspect, do you feel as though you achieved what you wanted to achieve with the group from that day?
I think so, for the most part.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, it was tough competition all the way around. There was not a match that I thought, well, this is going to be a piece of cake.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you're going to have to go out there and give it all you got. And we came out on top sometimes, and sometimes we didn't. But the most important thing is you know, we always say, if you're not winning, you're learning.
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought that up, because for me, my mind goes to the fact that when girls wrestling first got sanctioned by the NSAA, there were no classes. Everybody was together. Now they have divided it up because mm-hmm. the popularity of the sport and the participation in the sport has become so large. And now you are kind of getting that separation from the larger schools to some of the smaller schools with the separation of classes A and B. So I think that's pretty neat for the sport, too.
Absolutely. And I don't think that it'll be long before we see an additional class separation coming.
Yeah.
Just with the growth of the teams, you can definitely tell, you know, okay, these are true Class B teams, and we're starting to see Class C and even Class D teams trickle in there that, yeah. you know, it would be beneficial for another class separation. But time will tell on that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, thank you for bringing. I completely forgot that you guys went to Kearney.
That's all right.
Then you went to Dunning.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Yes.
And the Sandhill-Setford Girls Dual Tournament, and that's where you went 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
And just in looking at the results, you went up against teams in the dual format that were really kind of in the same boat you are, not necessarily a full team to where they could fill all the weights.
Yep.
So I would think that made the matches important, obviously, in order to win the duel, and you guys won some critical matches in those duels and were able to win all four of them.
Yes. Well, and if we were able to get matches, to make those weights line up, you know, you can only move up or down one weight class based on where they weighed in
mm-hmm.
And qualified for. So it was a little tricky to get some matches at some points, but I thought that it was good. And there were a lot of teams that we saw there last year. Last year, we were the third place team.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a nice change. And I think that going to UNK probably helped a little bit with that mindset, too.
Yeah. So I've got to ask you this, now that we are where we are in the season, the overall health of the team. Are we good? Are there still some girls that are trying to work through some things? Give us an update.
I think we're better. I think there's some small things here and there that we're trying to work through that I don't necessarily think will be done working through until the end of the season. I think that, you know, with Stacy, she has been battling with a long-term injury. And so with that, I think that that will be something that we'll have to get taken care of in the postseason. But everybody else seems healthy for the most part. I know last week there was a lot of sick. We had the bug.
Hmm.
We had the flu bug. And so I was really, really like, okay, everybody stay away from each other. Everybody start taking your vitamins.
Yeah.
Let's get this nipped in the bud so that we're healthy for this week, because this week we have conference on Saturday. And so I want everybody to be healthy and feeling their best.
Yeah. Let's see. You duel Ogallala.
Yes.
On Thursday, right?
Yep.
And then you go to Ains. You're going to be at the Ainsworth Invite.
Yep.
Okay. And then you got conference on Saturday, and I'm sure you are excited for conference. What's your feel on that? I mean, Broken Bow going to be in the mix?
I hope so.
Yeah?
Last year, we were the conference runner-up.
Uh-huh.
I am hoping that we are able to put up some serious matches. I feel like we have been going to some tough tournaments this year. And really, I think that we have been doing well at those.
Yeah.
So I am hopeful that we'll be in the mix this year, but you know, you never want to count your eggs too soon.
For sure. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for coming in. Always great to talk to you this time of the year, and we'll visit with you next week.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Coach Campbell joining us on the Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report.